Hey, hello, sports fans out there. This is Eric Johnson, the brand.
And Aaron Thigpen, the source. Guys, welcome to today's show. Today's podcast, how to identify success in your training. And what we mean by that is, you know, as coaches and trainers, we're always getting questions from parents. Well, hey, how's my athlete doing? Or how long will it take for them to get faster? How long will it take for them to get stronger? How long will it take for them to be able to make this sort of play? So those are legitimate questions. And we want people to understand the training process. And that's what we want to talk about today. We also want you guys to stay tuned for a Mic'd Up series that we're going to do that's called the Training Effect. How long does it take? And we're going to explore that with some of your questions. So stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, listen to this podcast. And you can also reference an article I wrote on the GameSpeed.net website that's called The Training Effect. How long does it take? So the trifecta of different pieces of info are places where you can get some information on the topic we're talking about today. And, you know, the reason why this is important, because I look at training as learning. Okay. So those words are almost interchangeable for me as a coach. And so when you're working with an athlete, you first have to understand, how do they learn? And you as an athlete and as a parent need to understand, well, hey, you know, how does my athlete learn? And so that way you can put them in the proper coaching environments so that they can get the information that the coaches are trying to impart. And it's important because I think today's athletes and parents sometimes don't have the patience for the process. And I think if you understand the process, you can kind of start to understand how long it might take and what you might need to do to help that athlete move along, if that all makes any sense to you guys. But I mean, learning happens on a lot of different levels and a lot of different paces for athletes. Just like when you go to math class, there's going to be, you know, some athletes or some students who can breeze through basic math and they're on to, you know, level 3-4 math. And there's other athletes or other students, you know, again, student athlete, interchangeable, that, you know, need more remedial work. Mm-hmm. And take, you know, are going to take a lot longer. And the approach and how the information is also disseminated might need to be different. And so, you know, some of the things that you want to keep in mind, especially for athletes, is all of us learn in different ways and there's different combinations. But some of, you know, the things that I break them down into is there's motor learning. There's how to do the movements, how to move your body, you know, what postures to be in, all of those things. You got to create that awareness in an athlete so that they can physically put their body in the positions to perform. That's just one way. The other thing that you also have to, and I'm not putting these in any particular order, but the other one is conceptual. An athlete has to first be able to grasp the concepts. And I usually think this is the first step. At least it is when I'm training an athlete. You know, I like to first just introduce the concepts. You know, hey, this is what we're trying to achieve. This is how we're going to try to achieve it. And then you do whatever, drills or exercises that you want to do to help them get a greater understanding and implement it. But then after that, you also have to have the application. So an athlete first understands the movement. Second, they practice the movement. Third, they've got to now apply it to a scenario, and they've got to apply it the right way. So I think there's different steps and processes that an athlete goes through. If you talk to a lot of just people in the industry in terms of the clinical side of it, they talk about kinesthetic awareness. They talk about the motor learning. They talk about the psychological, the tactical. So there's lots of different aspects that go into this. So EJ, you know, give me your thoughts on it. Obviously, from a coach's perspective, what you see going on.
Well, Aaron, you and I teach very similar in how we go about teaching our athletes what to do. And the first thing I want to mention is that this whole thing about how to identify success is kind of like, it's like a marathon.
Yeah.
You know? Or it's like that story between the hare and the tortoise, right? I mean, somebody's going to get there faster, but someone may get there at a different pace, maybe the tortoise, but they're still going to get to where you need to be. So I think understanding what is going on first, like you stated, is critical for the athlete to actually understand what you're trying to communicate to them. That understanding gives them an education of what they need to do. And a lot of times, you know, I see coaches or trainers out there just throw this information at the players. And, you know, I ask some players, they come to me and I go, so what have you been working on, or who's trained you before? What are you doing? What are you trying to, I did this. So why did you do that? I ask them, yeah. Why did you do that? And they go, I don't know. Yeah. So right there, that alerts me that the player hasn't been explained, you know, hasn't understood the concept of what they're trying to get better at. And why are you doing this? You're doing this because this is going to allow you to do this.
Right.
And that needs to be explained to the athlete before you even start even thinking about, like, we're going to change this. We're going to make sure you're doing this right with your body. No, first understand what we're doing and why we're doing it.
Right.
Once we do that, now we can physically put players in position where they can have some success first, because you want them to have success. So, you know, you start them off small, like, okay, say a guy's hitting and I see that, okay, look, the bottom looks kind of different. Mm-hmm. You know, the upper body looks different. Where do I start? I want to start the ground, the base. Let's get the feet moving correctly. Let's get the weight distribution right. Mm-hmm. Let's understand how to use the feet properly and learn that first. Once they accomplish that, let's move on to the next thing. But master that first before you jump into the five other things that you see are creating an issue or a problem, okay? So they start to physically start doing those foot movement patterns and start to understand that, and those get better. And then we apply it in a live scenario. So I might do these drills dry without the ball, or I might do them off the tee first so the player feels, learns how that feels. Then I'll incorporate a moving ball at a short toss or a flip pace so they can have success, you know?
Right.
And so to identify success in the training process, that's the success right there. That's part one. That athlete is making a transition. And that transition may not be over five sessions. That may be over 20 sessions.
Right.
It may take a player longer, like we said, the tortoise versus the hare. The hare may get in 10 sessions.
Right.
But it's not going to be after two or three sessions, okay, he's fixed.
Yeah.
Or he's going to improve. I should see this mass exodus open up and everything's going to be great. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
In any movement pattern sport, it takes time.
Yeah. And it's, again, we're talking about building a skill, but a skill that has to be applied in the right scenarios. And, you know, sometimes I use the analogy of, you know, do you expect your kid to put on a concert after five piano lessons? What are they doing those first, you know, five lessons?
Right.
They're playing chopsticks. They're getting oriented to the keys and the tones and the, you know, again, the concept of, hey, this is how this instrument works. And that takes time. And not every athlete, and it's easy to say, well, oh, it's just running. Well, no, it's more than running, because if it was just running, then everyone would be able to do it.
Right.
And we're not talking about just running. We're talking about running fast. And we're talking about running in either straight line, through base pads, around defenders, you know.
Right.
So there's a lot of different applications that go on into that. And that process does take time. So I really want parents to really understand that the athlete needs to go through these steps, and they all go through them at their own paces. You know, again, learning the concepts, practicing those concepts, putting them into physical manifestation, and then applying those concepts into the competitive scenario. I mean, that's probably the simplest way I can break it down.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, it's, I use it also, another analogy I use is like sports and sport movements can be like learning another language. If you're used to running a certain way and you've run that way for 8 years of your life, 10 years of your life, 12 years of your life, you're not going to just be fluent in another language just because someone introduced you to a few words. You've got to use it and you got to immerse yourself. And that's all part of that training process. So to take it back to our title, just, you know, identifying success in your training, that's kind of what you want to do is, as an athlete, say, hey, do I understand what the coach is telling me and wants me to be able to do and where this is going to go? You know, are the breadcrumbs lining up so that I know the direction that this is taking me? Then you want to say, hey, now can I execute these movements? You know, can I have a sentence? Can I play a short song? Then that's another success. And you can look for these things. You know, we look for them as coaches. Okay, this kid gets it. He can't do it right now, but he gets it. That means he's got the concept.
Right.
Because you can see him trying and moving forward. Okay. Second, hey, he's putting his feet in the right place. He's now applying it. And then lastly, okay, I want you to execute this on command. Now he's performing it.
Right.
And I think, you know, parents, if you break it down that way and maybe have the conversations with your athletes, then you might get a better insight also on their progress versus just, okay, he's had three lessons, let's time him again in his 40, you know? Because yes, we do want the result, but there's a process that it takes to get there. And I think athletes need to understand what that process is so they can feel good about themselves as well and know that they're making progress, because you're gonna have an athlete move towards that goal, but it necessarily won't reflect itself in the performance as of yet because he hasn't gone through all the steps.
Aaron, you gave a tremendous outline on how to identify success in training today and how you went about it. And I think parents out there and if athletes out there listening, I think he gave you, you know, some valuable tools to understand how to have these successes, whether they're small or big. You're moving in a positive direction to meet your goal. On that note, hey, this is Eric Johnson, the brand.
And Coach Aaron Thigpen, the source. We'll see you.